charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Unlike Donald Trump, I actually was convicted. I asked the lawyer. No contest means convicted. So
yes, I was convicted.
That was a long time ago. Youthful indiscretion. This is not, you know, like January 6th of 2020, Dom. And a stunning headline over at the Raw story. Secret Service agent confirms Pence's getaway route on January 6th. You remember what they were chanting, Dom. Hang Mike Pence, hang Mike Pence. Well, the convergence point of his getaway route, Mike Pence's, is where Alex Jones and the Oath Keepers converged.
Oh, how weird.
This from testimony at trial, testifying in the trial of Cowboys for Trump founder Coy Griffin, C-O-U-Y, sorry, Coy, or whatever your name is, Griffin.
I think it's pronounced Coo.
Oh, I see what you did there.
See what I did? You see that?
Secret Service Inspector Lanell Hawa told the court that Pence was taken to the loading dock on the east side of the Capitol, on the Senate side. That's also where Alex Jones, Joe Biggs, and the Oath Keepers were converging on the building. As BuzzFeed Justice reporter Zoe Tillman explained, Hawa is a 23-year veteran of the force and was with the liaison division at the time of January 6th. That office coordinates visitors to the U.S. Capitol for the U.S. Secret Service protectees. When testifying before the January 6th committee, Alex Jones told the audience, he and his audience, you know, big podcaster radio guy now, inferior to this fine product, but he told his audience he'd invoked the Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination about 100 times. Hawa said that the crowd grew on the east front of the Capitol, and that's where the motorcade was. There were reports that Pence was evacuated to the underground loading dock, but the Secret Service refused to confirm. It's the Secret Service policy not to comment on their procedures. However, Hawa's statement is the first confirmation that Pence was on the loading dock during the attack. The U.S. Secret Service also fought to discuss the issue on any public records, Newsweek reported last year. And as CBS reporter Scott McFarlane explained in a thread, Pence's location will be a key piece of some of the January 6th trials moving forward. Some of those attackers were intent on stopping Pence's participation in the process.
Hang Mike Pence.
Oh, yeah. As the VP and president of the Senate, Pence was tasked to preside over the election certification. You know, if he'd only been more courageous, Tom. Some of the January 6th attackers believed that if they were able to stop Pence, they would also stop the certification. One more. A little bit here. In a January 5th, 2021 report, it was reported by Roll Call that Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, assumed that Pence wouldn't be present and that he would preside over the certification. After the report, it was reported that Pence intended to be there. Grassley's office seemed to scramble to clarify that Grassley was just explaining what would happen if Pence walked away from the proceeding. Every indication we have is the vice president will be there, according to Pence, Grassley's office. The Secret Service inspector went on to tell the court that Pence returned to the Senate chamber at approximately 7 p.m. and did not leave the loading dock area before he went back to the chamber. So he was there, if I'm understanding this. They didn't actually motorcade him away.
That's very interesting, and I'm curious to know what Chuck Grassley's, the Republican from Iowa, what his motivation or role was in this. I mean, were they thinking that Pence was going to be a no-show because of the hang Mike Pence chance or whatever the case was? And if that were to be the case, was Grassley prepared to step into that role? And if so, was he prepared to do Trump's bidding? I bet there's some communications back and forth in that regard.
Well, Grassley is on the Judiciary Committee over in the Senate. You know, they're looking at the confirmation. Perhaps they got a vote to move her to the full vote of the Senate. Ketanji Brown Jackson. But Grassley, I would point out, Dom, and you weren't there with me, but back in October, took a little Saturday night jaunt to Des Moines, Iowa. And Grassley was there that night, and guess who else was there? Kim Reynolds, the governor? Oh, yeah, and Donald Trump. And about 40,000 Trumpsters. It was warm that night. But Grassley was more than embracive of the former president. He was there because, of course, if the former president's coming to your town, you're going. And Grassley is running for re-election, my understanding, Tom. He's on the ballot.
Oh, man.
844-967-2789. Let's not make the impatient callers wait forever. Here's a 14th name, Dean from Eau Claire. Welcome, Dean. What do you got for us?
Hi, Dean.
Oh, hi. How you guys doing?
Pretty good, sir.
I was listening to Tom Hartman today. He read an article from a reporter from, I believe it was Finland or something. But in the gist of that article, he was saying that basically the world is watching what we do with Donald Trump. If we can't get him on something that we've got to fix our own house before the eyes of the world can look at us in respect anymore.
Well, I certainly agree with you, Dean. Yeah, I mean, we are the only military power left in the world. And there are lots of nuclear powers, and you got to worry about the Putins of the world. But when it comes to conventional warfare, you could take the next 10 countries combined, and we got a better military. So you got to worry about us, right? If you're everybody else in the world, you got to worry about the United States. And if our leadership, and I feel like our leadership was unmoored at best and downright crazy, narcissistic and self-serving at worst, the world's going to judge us, Dean.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't think it's just with military power. I think it's going to be with everything else, you know, economic and anything
well,
like
liberal
that.
Democracies, Dean. I mean, we have the separation of powers. We have, you know, we are set up to try to, you know, be able to deal with this. And this has certainly pushed the limits of our society and certainly of our government. And I'm hopeful, you know. Justice, the wheels of justice turn slowly, yada, yada. But, you know, damn, there's got to be some sort of consequence to those actions. Otherwise, it just continues to fester. And, hell, if they can do it, why can't somebody else?
We'd like to grease the skids and make it Merrick Garland Day. Dean, I hope you're listening on the Devil Radio app. You know, all the Patriots do. And I know we don't have any lefty radio up in Eau Claire, but we appreciate you listening to this fine program. Next up, Joe from Madison. She's been very patient. Joe, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hello, Joe.
Just about 3 points responding to Mark from Sussex. He had this great line where he said, all you guys are focused on is Trump. And I just wanted to make 3 points in reference to that. Number one, your radio station is where I have heard all the information that I have heard about water in Wisconsin, such as stories about Enbridge and Line 3, the Back 40 mine up in the UP, Michigan, and what that might mean in terms of Wisconsin's water.
Well, they're going to start mining. They're doing exploratory mines. At least it's coming. They put the $5,000 down, and they're going to start doing gold and copper mining that nobody wants them to do, but the Republicans rolled back all the regs. I mean, yeah. 10 years ago... when it was the Back 40 or whatever they were going to do, well, now someone's interested in trying again.
Yeah, and it's just, this is where I've heard these stories, is on your radio station, the PFAS, the mother of all, which is the story of Foxconn and all the intricacies of that. And
but I'm not putting enough concentration on Afghanistan and Hunter Biden's emails.
That could be said. I would encourage Mark from Sussex. You can go back and listen to the podcast and really enhance your knowledge about what's going on in the state, because this is the place where you're going to get that information. And in terms of his feeling that you all are spending too much time on Trump, well, we live in a democracy, and if that democracy is going to be overthrown, there is no bigger story. A coup against our government is no bigger story, and that just portends why we need to have this discussion and why we need to return to Trump, because he's still going forward. This is not a contrite individual, okay? This is not somebody who's examined what he's done in the world.
Oh, he's going to run for president again, Joe.
Joe,
this is a get-out-of-jail-free card.
He's the presumptive nominee for the Republicans in 2024. I mean, he orchestrated this coup. He's the leader of the GOP, and he's their top nominee for president 2024. How are we not supposed supposed to pay attention to this fascist once again.
I couldn't agree more. And making phone calls to the Georgia governor, looking for just one example, looking for, tell me if you can find me 11,000 more votes. We all know that's corrupt as can be, and that they have that on tape. So Mark from Sussex, that's why they spend the time on it, because in a democracy, there's nothing more important than saving it to stand in the way of coups like this. And that's what it was. It was an attempted coup. So thanks, guys, and keep doing what you're doing. It's great.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
You know, we got to bring a sane one in, like sane one, crazy one, sane one. So we just did a sane one. Now it's time for CJ. CJ, what do you got for us?
Hey, CJ.
Hey there, guys. Have you ever heard of John Durham?
I have.
Yeah, the special counsel. You know who you guys are worried about?
Yeah, he's dropped a couple of nothing burgers, hadn't he, CJ?
Well, you tell you what, it's all going back to the Democrat Party and Hillary Clinton. And
but there's nothing there to go back, CJ. You got a lawyer who may or may not have represented that he was working for the Clinton campaign, but the James Baker interview, if you look at the notes of the interview, he actually did make that disclosure. So if that's what you got to go on, man, that's thin gruel.
Pretty thin, CJ, just saying, man.
You guys continue to avoid what's really happening.
No, I just don't think you know the facts, man. Paul Singer was the funder.
You don't even want to know the facts.
I'm telling you the facts, man. I've been researching the facts. I live the facts. I read the paper, like seven of them a day, CJ.
That's why you're still talking about the Robert Mueller report. Yeah, you really.
Have you read it, CJ?
Have you read the Mueller report, CJ?
It's old news. How about John Durham?
But did you read it?
Indictment.
I read there are no indictments per se. There are
really? How about Michael Sussman?
Well, look at the recent reporting on Sussman.
No indictment. Do I need to name more?
Buddy, your hero, Mr. Durham, got the indictment wrong because Sussman made disclosure of his client to James Baker, the former director of the FBI. Look at the recent reporting, buddy, on the Sussman. Very specific.
Your candidate won, supposedly. And, you know.
Supposedly he did through the Electoral College process.
I mean, if that's
supposedly
how you really
your candidate won the election prior.
Supposedly your guy tried to orchestrate a coup and stop the peaceful transfer of power for which, what, you support him, CJ?
This, you know what? I want the $2.24 a gallon gas. Like most independents.
Yeah, man, when we're locked down in a pandemic under Trump, gas prices plunged, buddy. So did the economy and the stock market.
Your guy's government.
How about those jobs, CJ? You happy with the employment figures? Is that a yes? Yes?
Yeah, people are just thrilled when they pull up to the pump and go to the
They're unrelated, CJ. Yeah. You can say there's high inflation and low unemployment. They can both be true.
All right, CJ. I love it when you don't answer questions. Yes, the jobs they're pretty good. I mean, that's a good thing. And you're right, the economy's going gangbusters, and as such, there is lots of inflation. That is a concern, no question about it, CJ. But if that's what you're going to hang your hat on for everything, and for that reason, you're going to what support the fascist wannabe dictator Trump, who what has obstructed justice under the Mueller report, coordinated, CJ, it was Paul Manafort giving campaign polling data to Konstantin Kilimnik. Those are facts, CJ. You want to go back to that? You want to support that guy, the guy who held up aid to Ukraine to do him a favor, though? That guy? I don't know, man. If it's higher gas prices or Donald Trump, I guess I'd rather pay an extra buck at the tank, man. Just saying.
Sussman and Durham, most recently, about March 5th, they both filed briefs. Sussman's attorney seeking to have the case dismissed, the indictment, and Durham saying, no, it's very important stuff because it's all I got.
That's all he's got.
It's the only red herring I've got. You got nothing. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.